Everyone, welcome back to another episode of Undercover Weebs.
Let's go.
This episode, we are doing anime that we changed our mind about. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not entirely sure what that entire topic means. So, as usual, I will be kind of winging it. So let me ask some clarifying questions here.
All right.
So
let's do it.
Does this include anime that just like get better as they go on? Like you initially didn't like them and then like they got better. So like you like them more? Or is it just anime that you watch all the way through, finished, and then you either liked them and then you'd stopped liking them for some reason, or the other way around, where you like you grew a new appreciation for it after you're finished with it?
That is a really good question, because my initial thoughts on that were like anime you watch and you either didn't like it so much at first or you really liked it, but then as time progressed and you saw more stuff or you just got to sit on it longer, you either liked it less or liked it more. Like, your opinion on it changed.
Okay, so that it's basically like if you've seen the whole thing and then your opinion changes
after you've seen it? We can still do what you're saying. Because if like it's a super long-running show and it gets worse over time, your opinion on it changed when you initially started watching it. So yeah. It can kind of be both.
Yeah. The one thing is, like, there's just such big outliers for me in, say, one season is significant, like a beginning season, the first season is just like way better than the next season. For example, Promised Neverland, the first season was phenomenal, and then the next season was just so atrocious, but my mind about the first season doesn't, if I look at the first season in isolation, it's still peak anime, but if I take it as a whole, as time went on, I don't look at it as good as I did before because that second season happened, you know?
Okay. You know what? I'd say something like that doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count because... Yeah, I'm going to say something like that doesn't count, and also something like Tokyo Ghoul doesn't count.
Where they just went down the shitter?
Yes, when they just completely went down the shitter. Because that's based off
such a good story, it's just...
Yes, and that's something that, like, I think they botched. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to even, like... I don't want to count that.
Yeah, I was going to throw out another example, but I think I got to save that example, because then I realized after the anime ends, the manga goes way downhill, so...
Let's just keep it.
Yeah.
Let's just wig it and roll with it, because you know we're going to have so much to say on basically all of it.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, damn. What do I even want to start with, though? That's tough.
Do I want to start off as a hater, or do I want to start off as a fanboy?
That's hard to say. Gosh, I did not prepare myself for this, so I'm just kind of looking through a list of anime that I've seen, and one that comes to mind right away, actually, is, I don't know if you've watched it or not, is March Comes in Like a Lion.
Mm-mm, haven't seen it.
When I was watching it, and I watched, I think there's two seasons, I thought that it was honestly the most boring shit I ever saw. Like, it's just, they're playing chess. Or it's not even chess, it's shogi, which is more complicated chess. And I watched the whole first season, and I don't even know why I watched the second season, because I didn't really like the first season. And I don't know what it was, but halfway through the second season, all of a sudden, I just started liking it. And then after it ended, I just all of a sudden look back at it and I think, wow, that was actually really good. And the thing is,
yeah,
I think maybe it just didn't appeal to my taste because it was just so, I don't even know. That's such a unique series that it's just, I just don't know what even caused me to change the way I thought about it, I guess, because it was.
Do you think it's just like more of like you, the more stuff you took in after that, you were like, okay, that was quality.
Maybe that is true. Interesting. Because I do find myself nowadays really struggling to find something that hits good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially, right. Yeah, like when I went on the initial binger of the, like when I first got into anime, hitting the Death
Note. Like consuming everything.
Hitting the Full Metal Alchemist, like consuming nothing but the best. I feel like there's just new things that come out, except for like a rare thing like Attack on Titan or Ranking of Kings, where it's just hits on every single level. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
And
I feel that.
March Comes in Like a Lion definitely didn't hit on that, but it was just, I realized it was better than I thought it was after.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to tail that with a show that I absolutely loved the first time I watched it. And it got, and the more I see other stuff, the higher this show climbs on my all-time list.
Really?
Because you're going to love this take. You're going to love this take.
I might know what it is, but I'm going to let you say.
Well, because you were how to be about Death Parade forever. And I watched it and I was like, that was amazing. Now the more I see stuff, I'm like, there is really nothing quite like Death Parade.
It's so good.
My top 10 list every time. I have nothing. I had nothing bad to say about it in the first place, but I don't even think it was in my top 10 when I first watched it. Maybe not even my top 15. But I was like, that was amazing. Now I'm like, creativity, how good every episode was. It's probably my top 6 now. Like it is. Oh, it's so good.
It's 10 out of 10 every single episode. It is 10 out of 10.
No.
I am so happy that you brought that up and I didn't have to, because that one showed up on my list because I ended it thinking that was the, after I finished it, that was like, that's my number one. That is the best thing I've ever seen. And the thing is, as you said, it only does get higher on my list, even though it's already at number one. Like,
yeah,
every time I think back to it, it's just the best.
And you know what it is? I can literally tell you exactly why. Because as long as, like, when shows go on, I can pick out things I didn't like about it and stuff. But a anime like that, it's there's not really much to pick out that's bad because it's so flawless. So then it just keeps getting better as time goes on, because you're like, there's nothing wrong with that. It was wonderful.
It's 12 episodes that's purely character-driven, and at the same time, you only have 3 characters that are there the whole show. And all the other characters are one-offs every episode, but each episode goes so deep into those individual characters and their life and essentially how they died or why they died. And damn, does it hit. Like, it hits you like a semi-truck every time.
It hits you like a semi-truck. And the ending was actually great. It was so good. And for anime, it's always hard to hit. Anime endings are never that good.
Even thinking about the ending just makes me want to tear up.
It's so sad. Oh,
just thinking about her holding that remote and begging, and then him. I can't say anything more because
chills.
If any of you, if I feel like we haven't brought up Death Parade in a couple of episodes, and that's a problem. Even more than a couple episodes, in a lot of episodes, we need to bring up Death Parade more often. If you're an OG on this podcast, you know that's what
you know. And Death Parade is never talked about. Like, I feel like no one else talks about it. And it was amazing.
Just me, because it is the best thing ever produced.
That's great. It's amazing. Can't say enough good things about it.
And I wanted a second season of it so bad, but at the same time, it's one of those things, like, I don't want a second season because I don't want them to fuck it up.
Right.
Gosh, what a great choice.
Yeah, there we go. Starting off hot.
What a great choice. One that... So now I'm kind of starting to hit those issues where I'm like, is it that I just lost interest in it, or is it that the story just got bad?
I have one that's gonna fall into both those categories that we always slander.
I was just gonna bring up one that we slander. We're probably thinking the same one.
I know, and I always feel bad slandering it because we always slander it.
We can't possibly go through an episode like this without bringing up My Hero, I'm guessing. Okay, is that's what we're I'm, both yeah. thinking.
It is, yeah.
But if I think back about the beginning of My Hero and the course it's taken, I've realized that it just was never that good. It was just they manufacture somehow with like sound and animation, they make you feel like you're more invested in some characters than you are, and that they get you with that, and then after the season ends or after you've had a bit of time to sit and think about what happened, you realize, hey, that was actually pretty bad character writing.
Yeah, they build like artificial, I guess it's not artificial hype, it's artificial feelings.
Yeah,
that's what they build. Exactly. It's artificial feelings. Like, oh man,
I think what does that for me is just it's such a hypocritical, such a plot hole filled mess.
Yeah, it's, I have a lot of gripes with it. I'm not going to unbelievably, like, just completely shit on it like I always do. But even the first three seasons, I did like aspects of it. And the more I consume other stuff, and I'm not even watching it or reading it or catching up because I already, like, dropped it. I'm just sick of it. It gets worse as time goes on, even the stuff I liked. Because I loved the first season when I watched it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible, this is amazing. And the moment I started consuming way more stuff, I was like, oh, just kidding. It's really not that good. I like three characters in the whole show. Like, I don't know. And that show's cast is just colossal.
Way too big for its own good.
When I like three characters, you know, it's tough.
Way too big for its own good.
So even the aspects, because I feel like the first three seasons... I don't even like
three characters in that show. I don't even like three, I don't think.
I like Muriel.
The ones that I do like, I really don't even like that much.
I like Muriel the most, by far. And I like Stain. And then Endeavor, I don't know. I kind of like Endeavor. That's about it. Todoroki, hate. Deku, hate even more. Not it for me.
I just hate all of the characters is the problem. I don't like any of them.
Yeah.
I can't think of a character that if I saw on the screen, I won't have the urge to punch my monitor.
Another thing is I'm surprised that show got as big as it is, because a lot of people like shit on anime because they think it's childish, which isn't the case. If
and that is the anime. Most childish show and,
yeah.
I have seen, I think, ever. Including American cartoons. And that is the most popular anime? It just doesn't... It doesn't connect. I think it's probably more that anime just has the most amount of shameless people willing to say... That like
maybe dude, that might be
it's more so that though the vocal weebs you know, the smelly ones, the one, the anime convention weebs.
Yeah,
I've gone to an anime convention, but I mean, I'm not to that kind of. I take showers, you know. I smell nice.
well put together, man. You know.
Yeah.
good taste. Actual good taste.
Yeah. I admit I watch My Hero, but I think that it's just the more outspoken people about their anime watching tend to go all out with My Hero.
Yeah, it's
a very common, hey, this is the first thing you should watch too. I don't get that either.
I don't eat. Well, hey, our friend Luke, shout out Luke. You just started watching anime and we love that, but he loves My Hero, dude. And he's actually seen some other ones, so.
Yeah, I think he said that he liked My Hero more than, like, Death Note or something, too, and then I just wanted to smash my face into my...
The second season of Death Note's better than My Hero, so.
My Hero's just such a shallow story. It has no
depth. Hey, we love the people watch anime, though. If you like My Hero... Go for it. Just
if My Hero is the only anime you've ever watched and you like it, then good, because that means you watched an anime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I really ask. But all I ask on top of that is then to watch an anime better than My Hero, because you don't have to go far. Yeah, you don't have to go far. My Hero doesn't land in my top 100, so.
Dead.
So that's, yeah. But I had another one in mind, but I forgot what it was. So now I gotta. I was too busy being in, fist deep in My Hero.
I got one that I, it was one of the earlier ones I watched, and I absolutely loved it, and it has absolutely fallen on my list completely, and I still do actually think it's quality. Soul Eater, I loved that shit when I first watched it. I was obsessed. It was like.
Soul Eater
one of my favorites.
Is I like Soul Eater.
I do too.
I think I would have liked it more if I watched it when I was younger, because the main thing I liked about Soul Eater was it had amazing, it had very unique animation, especially like the backgrounds and the setting was very unique. And now being older, I think I've appreciated that, but if I would have watched it 10 years before, I would have been like, this is the coolest shit ever, you know? Mm-hmm. I would have had, like, Dragon Ball eyes, what I would consider super nostalgia eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, like, where I was at, too, because it was such a breath of fresh air based on, like, what I was watching. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, I loved it to death. And some of the characters in that show I still think are just hilarious and great quality. It's just, it's one of those shows where the more you watch other stuff, you're like, okay, not as good as I initially thought. But that one fell on my list.
Maybe has something to do with the anime original ending, or like the fact that it doesn't follow the manga. I don't know. I have 3 volumes of the manga, of which I haven't read any of them, but... I don't know how much it deviates. I wasn't the biggest fan of the ending of the anime.
I wasn't either. The whole thing with the main girl. And
I didn't like her as a villain, so then to keep her as the villain and then kind of the final villain, but then also the Ashura is also being the final villain. I don't know. I thought it got kind of convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
The Snake Woman, I wish it was the Snake Woman gave me Kabuto vibes. Like, bro, you should have been gone 600 chapters ago.
Yeah. That's actually that's a very good comparison to make, kinda. It was good though. I'd still recommend it, probably.
Yeah. I would too. I think it's worth watching just to see the cool animation, to be 100%.
Yeah, and it does have cool fights and there are some quality characters.
It has banger openers too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Paper Moon is a bop, bro.
It is a bop. It's fire.
What about Fire Force? We both... That's one that's more... The story, I think, just went downhill.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'll still put season 1 on a pedestal as being good.
I remember going into season two, me and you were both hyping it up. We're like, hype. This is going to be sick. This is going in such a cool direction. And then season two just fell flat on its face.
Fell flat on its face. And I think it's still like it's adapting to the manga closely. So, you know, it's not
I don't think it's deviating.
It's not like an anime fault. It's just a story fault for that one.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't keep up the quality of season one. Just some of the parts of season two, I was like, what's going on right now? I'm lost. Like, where did this come from?
Yeah. And you know, one thing I've said this a couple times that makes me mad about Fire Force is he did not think far ahead on the powers he was making, because it becomes oh so obvious that he ran out of basic powers to give, and then he starts giving people the most wild shit.
Yeah.
Like, he could not have planned farther than, 15 chapters, because they have Shinra and Arthur, where one shoots fire out of his feet and the other has a fire sword.
Yeah.
And then it's, now we have people. I remember in season two, there's one that has, a cool smoke ability where he can make smoke and make weapons out of smoke and shit. Or one that, can just, draws in the air and then shit explodes and... One kid has literally nuclear level stuff, and it's just wow, this guy has fire shooting out of his feet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and even at the end of season one, they're like, okay, we can't have fire foot guy be, we gotta step it up somehow. Yeah. Now we're gonna, boom, we're just gonna light speed him. We're gonna light speed
reverse time. He travels through time.
I was like, what the world? Hold on, where are we going here?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. To me, that just shows me that he did not think very far ahead on this, the series, and then he somehow tied it back into being in the Soul Eater universe.
I'm still kind of interested in how that's. Yeah, gonna happen.
That's. I'm gonna keep watching through all the way through Fire Force, if it makes it all the way to the end in the anime, just to see how that connects back, because apparently it does, and
yeah.
I'm interested to see how he's going to finagle that.
Like, what happened first? Do we even know? Which one's a prequel to what?
Fire Force is the prequel to Soul Eater.
Okay.
Because apparently Shinra is supposed to be, the god of the Soul Eater universe.
What?
It gets pretty fucking wild at the end, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, interesting. Firefoot guy becomes a god.
I've seen pictures of him. He's got horns and he's red and he's a devil basically. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what the hell happened between now and then, but obviously there's been some changes into the power system or something, or he became a
where are the weapons? Inferno, where are the weapons?
I don't know, bro. Apparently so somehow the people that get made into scythes and shit just become a thing, you know? I don't know. Magic.
Magic.
Don't think too hard about it.
Gotta get further than fire magic, because... yeah.
All right. One, I know I'm gonna catch flack for. Haikyuu. Haikyuu first season, great. I thought it was awesome. Haikyuu second season... meh, is the same as the first season. Haikyuu third season, I've seen this twice before. Haikyuu fourth season, it's getting a little old.
Haikyuu's fallen on mine too. I do still like it. I mean,
especially after seeing Blue Lock, where I think Blue Lock is just light years ahead of Haikyuu.
Well, no, I'd agree. I would agree, because there's more. The premise of Blue Lock is so much cooler.
Yeah,
and Haikyuu, you can do a lot more soccer than volleyball.
And that's the problem with Haikyuu as well, is that you can only do so much by playing games of volleyball.
Yeah,
you can only have so many comebacks before I start caring. Like, you got to do something different. Yeah, even if you're gonna do. If you're going to have them enter some tournament that's not for nationals or whatever the hell it is, that's just some weird way to, like, maybe they got to play it with their fucking feet or something. Like, just make it something different. But it's the same thing every single episode.
Yeah.
It's practice and then tournament. And then they lose for the first couple times. And then, obviously, there's a couple other seasons and then the win. It's like, well, obviously, like, they're not going to win the Nationals before the end of the series, because that's what the ending's going to be. So it's like, they're going to lose before they get there. It's just way too predictable and way too overdone. Like, way too repetitive.
No, I kind of agree. I think it's still good.
It's not character-driven enough to carry me through.
You can only do so much with high school students playing volleyball.
That is the major glaring issue. But some people will carry that to their grave, that Haikyuu is the best.
No, it's not. Blue Lock is better. It's so much more interesting. You can do so much more. You can have a lot more interesting characters in a show like Blue Lock.
I think that's a major flaw in sports anime in general, is that you're just so limited.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a sports anime or sports manga, do it like 12 episodes. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Keep it short.
Yeah. Keep it short. Because I feel like Blue Lock's probably going to end up running. See.
Yeah, even I'm getting some Blue Lock fatigue at a point.
I haven't hit that yet. Because there's still so much I can do.
Yeah, I don't know. I've started getting some fatigue for sure.
That's fair. Sports anime. There's not enough room. There's not enough room to really keep driving it for long periods of time.
Yeah, sports anime isn't my forte.
It's not mine either.
No.
But actually, Kengan Ashura is one of my favorite manga.
Kengan Ashura is phenomenal. Well, that's not even really sports anime, because they're like fighting, and they each have like their own fighting style that it's almost like.
Yeah. And there's like districts, and there's different. It's a bigger world. And
it's way cooler. I really like Kengan Ashura.
I still read the manga every single week to this day.
And that also doesn't really get repetitive, because they never really fight the same people again. Like, everyone has their own fighting style, and then you fight them once and you beat them, and then it's like to someone new with a different fighting style and a different backstory. And each time you actually have absolutely no idea who's gonna win,
right? And like, you can get creative with the different kind of come up with. I mean, some people aren't even like martial arts military, so like, you could just really keep going forever with that.
Yeah,
there's like gangs and like undercover organizations stuff, like, it just, there's a lot that they can do with
it's just. And I'm waiting for that damn third season. Give me that third season. Is the third season gonna be the last season? How long do I got? If how no, much more content is left? I feel like no, there's a lot left.
They definitely have to do another one to finish the Kengan Ashura story before Kengan Omega. They'll never end.
Well, Kengan Omega's got to be. They got to at least finish the tournament.
Yeah,
and that, I feel like that itself would take another two seasons, unless they do like a 24 episode season, maybe.
No, it would take another two seasons for sure. For sure.
They're taking their sweet time on it, so.
Yeah, and they're CGI-ing it. It's not like blow your socks off CGI by any means. So
it's good for CGI, but it's not Trigun good for CGI.
No, it's not Trigun good. Speaking of that, I need to catch up on that, because I'm on
episode 4, but I miss Millie.
Millie's a goodie.
You know, another one that I'm gonna get hate for. I actually have a poster of it right there. Chainsaw Man.
Oh.
This one's almost like a like a upside down V for me. It's like it started off when I started reading it. I got like 10 chapters in. I'm like, this is dumb. I hate Denji. Dude's a bitch. I'm done. And then 6 months later, I came back and I picked it up and I read the whole thing in one day. And I was like, damn, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, you know, I'm seeing all these people giving, in my opinion, the author a little bit too much credit for things they're looking a little too deep into, and they're, you know, I don't know how to say it. Especially, I don't think the hate started coming in until he did those few one-shots, especially Look Back, I think it's called. Which one is the one where they blow shit up at the end? Goodbye, Airy.
That's Goodbye, Airy. Goodbye, Airy.
Goodbye, Airy. When people Goodbye, started Airy
is bad.
Yeah, and when people started making YouTube videos about that and were talking about how deep it was and how I was like, that was the worst damn manga one shot I ever read. And I think it was more so, it's not that I dislike Chainsaw Man, it's that I started to dislike the people that were hyping up his other works, that I started to dislike Chainsaw Man because of that reason.
Okay.
Because I like Chainsaw Man, but to a degree that I don't, I think it's got that syndrome where people are they're looking too far into things. Like, you know how in like an anime opening, especially say, I know I've seen, there's this one, I think he's like Mother's Basement or something on YouTube that'll do a whole 30-minute YouTube video on looking at every single shot in an anime opening and explaining the imagery and the meaning behind this and all that. And it's like, bro, they spent probably like 3 days doing that shit. They did not pay that. Like, they did not put that much detail into every single shot in this opening and then just throw the rest of the show out the fucking window. Like, they didn't do that. They purely were just like, oh, this is cool and kind of fits the theme. Let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And dare I say, I think Chainsaw Man had like a recency fanboy bias.
So much.
It is. Okay.
It's good. Now, it's good.
It's terrific. I think it's honestly phenomenal. I think it's really good. Do I think it? I probably would rate it lower than what.
You cut out. What was that?
Oh, I'd probably rate it lower than whatever my manga, to be honest.
Well, yeah, it was. I animated really well. It was the
anime's fire.
I can't. It's better than most of the shit that's being put out now.
Mm.
And a recency bias. Oh,
it's in the
bias,
top half of anything I've seen for sure, or read. It's in the top half, I would say.
A recency bias definitely throws that up further.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big issue with it, is it's got the recency bias. Looking back.
Hot take, I like Ranking of Kings more than Chainsaw Man.
Oh, I like Ranking
Come
of Kings.
Come at me for that.
Leagues more than I like Chainsaw Man.
Okay. Maybe that wasn't that hot of a take. Ranking of Kings was so good.
Ranking of Kings was that's another one that I think just didn't get the viewership.
Yeah, I just didn't get the viewership.
It just went under the radar.
Which is a bummer. It was so good.
Every time I think about Boji, I just feel warm inside.
Bro, Boji, Kage, Hill, all of them. I loved it. There's so many good characters.
You know, I'm afraid they're going to ruin it by making a second season. Don't make a second season. It ended in a good spot. I don't know if there's more to the story. Don't make a damn second season. Don't do it.
It ended great. It was a great ending. It's perfect.
I don't care if you think the next arc could be better or something. I don't want to see it. I don't. I want to remember the ending as it was, because it ended in such a good spot. And I don't need to know Boji's next adventure, because This was a closed loop right there. We don't need to start another loop.
It's great. Him and Kage are boys. They're doing their thing. Spoiler alert. But let it happen. Let my imagination run wild. Don't ruin it for me. Please.
Some
please
things
don't.
Are better left unanswered. And One Piece is good at that philosophy because they don't tell us shit.
What? Oda needs to start hitting us with some stuff because
he's dropping them in the SBSs though, which kind of makes me mad, but at the same time, it's like at least we're getting the info.
At least we're getting something, like the whole Zoro dad thing.
That was one thing that I was kind of mad about, and I'm not happy about him dropping the backstories of people in the SBS. Like I wanted something for Kid.
Yep.
Because Kid is like a pretty important character. And we don't have anything on his backstory. And to put that in the SBS where 90% of One Piece readers are not even going to see unless they're like...
I didn't even read it.
You heard it from me. I don't even think I told you about the Kid backstory being in there.
No, you never did. I just heard it right now.
Exactly. The Kid backstory is in the SBS. I said something like a couple weeks ago about the Lost story. His dad was just revealed in the backstory. Which also, if you were shipping, the girl that died falling on the stairs?
Kuina?
Kuina. They're like second cousins, bro, so you can't ship them.
Yeah, now
they're both Shimotsuki.
Now if we ship him in Toshigi, that's weird.
That is weird.
Zoro and Robin!
No, it's Zoro. It's Zoro and the ghost girl, Perona.
Perona.
Zoro and Perona, Sanji and Pudding.
Sanji and Pudding. You know it's gonna be Sanji and.
No, it's gotta be Sanji. I don't think Oda can't give us Sanji and Pudding and then take that away from us.
That was really good. That was really, really good.
You can't. One does not tease us like that.
Give me Sanji and Viola. Viola?
Viola.
Violet?
Viola? It's Viola. Viola. I don't know how to say it. I read it, bro.
The girl from Dressrosa?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I read it. Okay. But I never heard it be said. So it could, like, before I heard Momonosuke be said by you, I've said this a couple times, I thought it was Momonosuke. Bro, I'm just reading, and I don't pay that close attention to the names.
I don't either.
So, yeah. I was wrong on that for quite a long time.
One of my old coworkers, instead of saying Josuke from Part 4 of JoJo's, he was Josuke.
Josuke?
It just cracked me up. No, he still says he's like, Josuke, he's my favorite JoJo. Bro. All right, I got one. I got one here.
Let's hear it.
I thought I would hate it as it goes on, but the anime is so good and the animation is so good, I think it grows on me. Demon Slayer, man. Demon Slayer. It's growing on me as it goes along. It's
After
growing.
We're done talking about why we think it's good or why we think it grows on us, I got to talk about the movie because holy shit.
Yeah.
Was that a shit show? But
I'm excited to hear you talk about that. Okay, but season one, I was like, it's hype. Story, kind of lacking. The movie came out. I liked the movie. I liked it.
I was so-so on the movie.
It wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. Toad, what? Season two was a banger. So good. Everything I love about Demon Slayer. It's just, I'm like, it's still there. It hasn't faded at all. It hasn't faded. It's still just fire. So I'm like, man, it is good. I can't even really hate because they just keep putting out quality.
Yeah. And you know, I 100% agree with you. So imagine Demon Slayer with a Black Clover budget and animation and sound. It would be fucking horrible.
It would be bad. It would be so bad. Oh, it would be so bad.
We don't realize just how much that animation and that sound and that like what Ufotable is putting into it, we can't even, it's just unexplained. I don't even know how to put into words. Like, if it was animated like Black Clover was, it would, no one would watch it.
No, it would be probably less popular than.
It's just so, just the way that it's done and the quality.
It's so good. It's so good. And I will say, the story is good enough.
It's good enough to keep you intrigued.
Yes, yes. So that really also helps a lot. Because don't get me wrong, I think the story is like leagues above. So, like leagues above something like My Hero.
Yeah.
So, like, if they're going to animate it like the best thing I've ever watched, oh, you best believe I'm just going to keep watching it because I get hella enjoyment from it. Demon Slayer, I talked some smack about you before, and I'm gonna rescind that. Because you're good. You're good.
I will say it does maintain its status. I thought it was going to get worse because I've heard that the story is not good and the story gets worse. But maybe we're just not far enough yet. But now I need to talk about the movie, because yeah, that shit was actually a scam. Dead ass, straight up. If you're listening to this, do not go to the Demon Slayer Swordsmith Village movie. Sitting there, I was an hour and like 10 minutes in, and I was like, damn, I actually just went to a recap movie.
Is it just the last season?
It's the last two episodes of last season and one like 30 minute like teaser to the next season, basically. They didn't even, and with the last two episodes of last season, and they had like a recap, like slideshow kind of shit of the first season, where they just like took clips of the first season, and the movie, and then they literally just straight up played the last two episodes of season two, intro and exit credits for both.
Wait, what?
Yes, they did not even bother to remove the credits.
What? No way.
Honestly, leaving the theater, I was like, that should have been illegal. Like, that should, in some way, they should have to, like, split that poster in half or something for the movie and say, hey, we're lying. This isn't new content. Like, we renamed the last two episodes of the last season into To the Swordsmith Village arc, when you actually only get 30 minutes of the swords. I literally, midway through the second episode, I thought about getting up and leaving. I was like, I'm not going to watch this. This is dumb. I paid $15 to watch something I've already seen, and I didn't watch the credits the first time. Why would I watch them again?
That's hilarious. Man, I'm glad I didn't go to it. That's so crisp in my memory. I don't even need a refresher.
Yeah, and the thing is, in the first, it's basically the first episode of the next season, and nothing even happens in the first episode. There's no fights. There's no action. Half of the episode is Tanjiro recovering from the last season. His wounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was dead ass a scam. Straight up.
That's hilarious. Hey, they need to pat that budget somehow. They need to make some extra money.
I was baffled. I don't know how they can get away with that.
Yeah, that's actually pretty wild.
That was such a blatant money grab. That is honestly so unforgivable.
That's hilarious. Watch this. The animation for the next season is going to be incredible because of it.
Oh, the animation for the 30 minutes that were there was phenomenal. I mean, it was the same level as all the other animation, but holy shit.
Yeah.
did I waste my time? I would have paid $15 to see just the 30 minutes of new content instead of having to watch the last two episodes of the last season that I already fucking saw. Like, bro, you don't... Yeah. I'm okay with paying to see the new stuff, but don't waste my time with shit I already seen.
Right, yeah, that's wild. They're like, hey, we gotta come up with some money fast if we need to keep this animation budget where it's at. That's funny.
Unbelievable.
Hopefully this next season's good, because I heard that the first season was by far the best season. Then, it hasn't gone downhill.
No. I think they just put so much good effort into the backstories of the demons that that carries it. Because if they didn't have that, I think I probably wouldn't care. Because, like, the first season, the backstory of the kid, the second season, the backstory of... And that's why I didn't like the Mugen Train movie that much. We didn't get the backstory of the demon, and the demon was kind of a secondary character. And in a way, everyone was kind of a secondary character because it just wasn't much of an arc.
Yeah, that's... It's kind of weird that they... Cause is that the only one we really don't get a backstory for?
Pretty much. Well, there's, like, a couple, like, one-off whatever demons that they kill, like, just in between, you know, not, like, real important. But for a major demon that they kill, which is literally a lower moon...
The train?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We get zero backstory on him. None.
Yeah, who's... I'm trying to blank. Who's the Hashira in Season 2 white-haired guy? Tengen Uzui. Oh, gosh. Couldn't think of it. He was sick. He was a great character.
He was cool.
Tengen was awesome. Like, we'll see. We'll see. I feel like it has to start falling flat because that's what everybody's saying. But we'll see.
I think the ending gets pretty messy as do most shonen that come out of Shonen Jump.
Yeah, the endings always get a little
shonen
messy.
Shonen Jump is like, hey, we can't have you finish your manga how you want it. We got to get something else in here, something newer and better. So we're going to make you finish it now.
So, man, I won't be watching that movie, I tell you what, AK.
No, don't even bother. I can give you a full recap right now if you wanted what happened.
No, we're good. We're smooth, brother.
Exactly. It's really nothing happened. I can tell you he went from point A to point B, and that's it. That is all that happened. Wow. Well, that's my rant about not going to the Demon Slayer movie.
Oh, that was good. That was good. I think you really sold people on not going to that movie.
Don't waste your money. I don't care. If you do go to it, skip the first hour. Dead ass. Walk in walk in an hour into the showing. Because it's not worth it.
That's wild. That's wild.
Just unbelievable. Let me look at my list of other things here.
I have Naruto and DBZ. Obviously slid.
Naruto and what?
DBZ.
DBZ. Well, yeah, DBZ is obviously not going to maintain. Well, it does for some people. Right. It does for some people.
A very select few, though. Even like the DBZ, their favorite of all time.
Yeah, it's just...
For what it did for anime,
it's just not good. I'm sorry. It just don't cut it, dog.
Naruto's the same way, though. And I am high on Naruto, so don't get it twisted. But when I first watched it, it was like my favorite thing I'd ever seen.
Naruto's good. A little bit too much talk no jutsu, but...
As a story, as a whole, and all the great characters that are in it, love Naruto. Completely slid in my ranking, but love Naruto.
Yeah, it was kind of all over the place for me. And actually, you know, after we had that big three ranking episode, and then I started reading Bleach again, and then I admitted to Naruto being number two, I'm back on Bleach being number two. Bleach is good. Bleach is good, damn it.
Bleach is good. Don't get it twisted. They're the big three for a reason.
Bleach doesn't get enough credit.
It doesn't get enough credit. No one ever talks about Bleach.
Another
One Piece and Naruto are just like dwarf it in popularity.
Yeah.
Dwarf
it. They really do. I don't understand why, because Bleach is no slouch, and it's good. For me, it's been good all the way through. They're really, except for maybe the first part.
Yeah.
After that, after you get going, it goes.
Well, so yeah, based on what we've read so far, and we're getting there and finishing the whole thing. Yeah, there hasn't been any bad parts besides the first part.
Yeah.
Because there's some little parts in Naruto.
There's some big parts in Naruto, for fucking sure. Yeah, and I've heard that the Thousand Year Blood War arc is good, and we're both on it now, so like...
It is good. It
must
so
end okay, then, if it's good. Yeah. One manga that does not seem to be ending good, and that I used to really like, and that I still hope every week comes something new that changes my mind, is Black Clover.
Black Clover is
and
on
I
my list.
I honestly don't know if it's just us two, or if it's actually the whole community that thinks Black Clover just fell off. But wow, do I hate Black Clover now.
No, it fell off. There's no way we're...
I think we just kind of forgot what Black Clover was for a little bit. Like, we were in the Spade Kingdom, and we're like, Magna's doing some cool shit.
You can go back and watch whatever episode that is. Me and AK are hyping up Black Clover to know tomorrow where the manga was at that. We were saying, like, this has potential to be, like, one of the best shonen ever. It's so good right now. And then immediately after that, we just shot ourselves in the foot, because it just went crash
it
and burn.
I think me and you might have just overvalued that one episode, or that one part so much that it ruined the rest of it for us.
No, because Noelle got a great power up right before that. That was great.
Yeah, but then the rest of the power ups, we were like, we don't like these that much. Like, Rills was pretty cool, but then it was like, okay, we just saw two really good power ups, and then they started doing the group shot panels that they're still doing.
Yeah.
It's bothersome, bro.
The new area they go to, I wasn't a very big... This other new power system.
I don't understand what the other new power system is. They never explained it once. Not a single time. They said what it was.
That's the last chapter I read. That was the last chapter.
When they introduced the new power system? Well, mm-hmm. I am caught up, and I can still say they have not said anything else new about that power system. They use it. Asta uses it like it's the first fucking power system. And what is it? No idea. It helps them slash things better. Okay. What? Bro, just sharpen your sword.
Maybe it'll pick up, I hope, because I love the characters in that show.
They ruined it. He took it the wrong direction. He took it.
Yeah.
I would rather him not even gone to the new place they're at, the new country. I would rather him stuck in where he... Like, obviously, I wanted to see the new country and stuff, but if he's going to do what he did, I don't fucking take it. Take it back. I don't want it. Yeah, I wanted it, but now I don't want it. Take it back.
Yeah.
Such an anticlimactic end to the Spade Kingdom arc, too.
Yeah, it was sad, because I love Black Clover. I really do love Black Clover. I do. I did. Now I don't. I dropped it. That, if you could have said, no, you will drop this pure, like, you don't like it, I would have said, you're dumb. There's no chance. I watched that whole shit anime, thought it was great. Then I reread the manga.
Yeah, bro.
That's how hype I was, man. I watched the anime, reread the manga. Only thing I've done that for is One Piece. God. Now I've got it. It's in my drop list. I'm reading Mashal Weekly, for God's sakes.
I need to catch up on Mashal. I don't know why I dropped it. I think it's just, it's too much of an effort for me to catch up. Now I'm like 30, 40 chapters behind now, so...
I think it's good.
I need to catch up. It's worth more of my effort to catch up to that than it is for me to continue reading Black Clover every week. I think it's just because I am caught up, and then every Sunday I'll read JJK, and then I'll read JJK, and then I'll read Black Clover, and then I think I just read Black Clover because I'm in the app and I just read JJK, and it's like, well, I might as well see if anything's changed. And it's like, nope, it still sucks.
That's pretty tough to go from JJK to Black Clover.
You know what? I'll let you know if anything changes, though. I'll let you know if it gets back there.
Let me know. You let me know.
The very last chapter of Black Clover, they're starting an actual war here, so it could start to be put, like, they're out of the training and they're going back into another, the final thing, I think. So we'll see. It could be good, but I don't think it'll be good. They'll manage to screw it up somehow.
I think it'll be good. Hopefully.
He did it. Somebody's got to come up with another cool ass spell like Magna did, because that was the direction I thought they were going to take with that power system, and then they ruined it.
I was cool with that, like, power up. I was cool with that because there was stakes.
If they make
let's
that
put it all on the line, me versus you, baby.
If they make that like a one-off power-up kind of thing too, where no one else ever uses anything like that again, it's like, what was the point of even introducing it then? Like, that was a game-changing power-up, and then to just throw it out the window, like, have no one use spells like that ever again?
Yeah.
Like, after that, I guess it doesn't make sense for Asta to use it because he doesn't have magic, but, like, doesn't have magic, in my opinion. Anti-magic is more fucking magic than any other magic. Calling him magicless is the biggest bullshit I ever heard.
He can jump on it and ride it around. What do you mean?
Bro has magic. I'm sorry. At this point, he can also use like Black Slash and shit, where he like throw like basically kind of like a Getsugatensho. It's like, bro, you ain't magicless. You got the most OP magic there is. When he was just using a sword that was only an anti-magic sword, then it made sense. But after he started fucking flying and all this other shit, it's like, bro, I'm sorry, you are no longer classified as magicless.
You're like the most OP magic user. Come on.
Honestly.
Whatever. Asta's still the man, though. Asta is still the man.
He is.
Dudes, we love a short king.
Bro's a muscle thumb. Dude's short, but he just he's a jacked.
Damn. Dude, you know what shows as time goes and I haven't watched it, makes me want to rewatch it for how good it was?
What's that? I
just thought of it. It wasn't even on my list. Dororo.
That is phenomenal.
Yep. Yeah, Dororo is
Dororo
so
Dororo went
gosh
so
darn
under
good.
The radar for some reason. It's an Amazon thing. It's
an Amazon thing. Yep, it's an Amazon thing. Shame.
It was good, too. It was really good.
Oh, so good, dude. It was so, so good. Man. I see, like, TikToks where it's, like, anime that don't have, like, a bad episode. And Dororo's on those a lot. Dororo's solid.
Death Parade would be at the top of that, though.
Yep. Death Parade absolutely needs to be on that list. There's not one. And then they have, then it'll be, like, Akudama. Where did
Akudama Drive sucks ass, bro. The first couple episodes, I was like, oh, this could be cool. And then by the end, I was like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah, I'd say, like, the first six episodes were, like, terrific. Like, really, really good.
And they were actually, like, really good at animation coming out of Studio Piero or Periot or whatever the hell it is. And that studio sucks. And I was like, what? They did this with Akudama Drive and they absolutely butchered Tokyo Ghoul. It's like, what happened here? And
some of the fight scenes in Akudama Drive are like incredible, like 10 out of 10 fight scenes.
And then Akudama Drive absolutely self-destructed at the end. because
yeah, I still don't even really think I understand where the
they like were like uploading their minds to this weird thing, and then the kids were supposed to be like take over what that or like they're become like the new machine that they upload their mind. I was like, where did this come from? There was literally three episodes. It was just a bunch of like criminals like fighting against the government for absolutely no reason,
and then all of a heist.
And then where did all this shit come from?
Yep. Yeah.
Akudama Drive was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, but that was where I see, like, that's on there, too. And then I'm like, how? Okay. You had, like, a bunch of good ones on there, and then Akudama Drive. Or, like, Cyberpunk Edgerunners will be on there. I'm like, what?
Cyberpunk Edgerunners gets... Okay. I'm kind of off topic now. Cyberpunk Edgerunners was good, but people think it's way better than it is. It is good, yes. It is. I give it like a 6.5 out of 10 on my anime scale. Like, it's better than I don't even know what to compare it to. It's just like, you can only kill so many characters in a surprising way in a so short amount of episodes that you're just like, when somebody dies, you're like, okay. Like, the first one got me. Like, the where that girl's, like, brother died or whatever the hell it was. That one, I was like, wow. Yeah, that one's like, wow. And then all of a sudden, in, like, the last two episodes, everyone's dead. And it's like,
yeah,
okay.
Hmm.
It just, and then... The song that makes everyone sad, I don't like that song. I think the lyrics of that song kind of suck.
Song that makes... I don't even know. I don't even know if I finished it. I think I have one episode left, and I just didn't have the urge.
Don't even,
I was like, everyone's dead. It's, I mean, it was good. I did enjoy it, what I saw. But...
Mm-hmm. Okay, going back on topic, though. You know what a show is that... it's always been top for me, but every time I watch something about it or watch something about the characters or like watch anything really people like react to it or anything, it just like goes up my scale is Attack on Titan. I know it's phenomenal, and then when I see someone else react to it, I'm like, wow, that was good, wasn't it? And then I'm like, yeah. Damn, bro, that was good. And then I start thinking about other things about the show, and I'm like, damn, dude, he was planning this so far ahead. It was such a well-written story with so many well-written perfect characters that are so like lifelike characters. And then you just keep thinking about it, and you're like, damn, bro, that is such a good story.
Yep, it is.
Even though it's so
good. I don't have anything bad to say about it. It's hard. See, some shows you have a hard time poking holes in, and that's one of them. It's just flawless.
It's just as time passes, I just come to appreciate it even more.
Well, because I can even, like, I can poke holes in, like, a Code Geass.
That was the next, like, one I was just going to bring up. I was like, that's when I come to appreciate more. For just having a great ending.
Yeah.
Seeing more and more anime with ass cheeks endings, and then thinking back to Code Geass, you're like, wow, that ending was fire. And then you just...
And it's like, I can't... The ending almost makes it hard to poke holes in it, because the ending makes more sense than when you, like, watch the show again. You're like, oh!
Yeah. That it's one of those.
Wow, that was good as fuck.
You have to hit the end to really appreciate everything that happened before.
Cause I thought it was kind of slow. Start of the second season.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of slow, but then like when the ending got there, I was like, man, I can't write because now I understand the start of the second season more. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that show's gas. But even that show, I could poke holes in it. On Attack on Titan, I can't at all. Nope, it's just great. And all the theories are, like, so sound and so good and thought out. And then, like, you think about them, like, interacting and, like, think about the world. And you're like, Everything makes sense. It all makes sense.
It's just so well crafted. And he put such good he literally did Oda foreshadowing, and we didn't even like notice it until so deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
He pulled off such high level foreshadowing without people even noticing.
Such high level foreshadowing. I just feel like his foreshadowing.
And then
you're like, oh, what?
You cut out there.
I said his foreshadowing, it like a lot of it like hits in like chunks, so like at once. And then you're like, oh my god, like what the shit?
Yeah, yeah. Especially the main one for that was the Aaron yelling at his father when he's going back to his past. It's like that changes the whole story looking back. And then I was just thinking about today.
The whole story.
You know how at the very beginning when like literally the first 2 seconds where he wakes up or like he's sleeping and he has this dream about everything happening. And then he wakes up and like he's back where he is. And I just thought to myself today that Aaron, like, you know, people that have the Attack Titan can send back memories into the past. I was thinking that Aaron sent back that memory into the past to try to get him to change what happened. But he can't break that cycle. So, like, he sent those exact memories into the past so Aaron would know not to do that. But it never makes it through right.
Yeah, man. That's such a good take on time, like, manipulation and Attack on Titan. And time is such a hard thing to, like, do right. And that is such a unique one. That and Steins Gate, I don't know if there's any better example.
Steins Gate is phenomenal. I've been thinking about rewatching that, but
I have to. I think a rewatch would be nice. Nice on Steins Gate.
Yeah, the thing that always stops me from rewatching shows, though, is I need to watch new things. I can't keep rewatching stuff, you know? I gotta consume new content.
Same.
Yeah, I don't want to become one of those people that watches The Office over and over again, you know?
Right, I know. I feel like I do consume stuff. Like, I'm watching Vinland Saga weekly, Block, I'm reading Jujutsu Kaisen and Bleach.
Mm-hmm. I just watched the first season of Kakegurui yesterday, and then I finished...
Is that the gambling one?
Yeah, which is way better than I thought it was going to be, actually.
Oh, really?
It was actually pretty good. Nice. It's a little bit horny for my
Isaac
taste,
likes
but
that one.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of the fan service going on, which are not really my taste, but it's good.
Gotcha.
And then I finished To Your Eternity, the second season, yesterday as well.
Oh, I need to finish that first season.
Second season is also very good. Not as good as the first season, but second season is very good.
Yeah.
There's a twist in the second season that I feel like kind of ruins the rest of the show. Maybe, but I'll see how it continues. Because there is like third season. There's
I want to bite the bullet and watch ReZero.
Don't do it, bro.
I can't bring myself
good.
Do it. I want to do it.
It's not worth watching. That's one of those way overhyped ones. It's not worth watching, in my opinion. Maybe the second season is way better, but the first season was the one with all the hype, and I did not like it that much.
Ooh, I haven't watched Vinland Saga today.
Neither have I. I was work, and then as soon as I got off work, I filled up my water bottle and started the podcast, so.
I think the last 2 days I've been horizontal for about most of them.
Recovering from St. Paddy's or what?
Yeah, recovering from St. Paddy's. I just haven't had ambition. I just want to play and watch the show. So I've just been doing that. It's been great, though. Tonight, though, I'm going on a big manga binge. I'm stoked.
Yeah, that sounds like a move.
Up on Jujutsu Kaisen.
That sounds like a move, dude. Give me and Shane another person to talk to about JJK.
Yeah, because where I'm at is right where must be like this next big arc starts. It's like some sort of death tournament thing.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. We're still in the Death Calling Games arc. Or the Calling Games.
Oh, okay. All right, sweet. The Calling Games, yep. So I'm one chapter into that arc. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it gets
it's uphill.
It's where it's at, right? It's phenomenal, bro. Have you haven't met Takuba yet either? Yeah. Takuba's the goat, bro.
Takuba.
I can't wait till you meet Takuba. He's a comedian.
Is he the guy you sent pictures of him in our chat?
Probably. Dude's just a comedian, but he's the most overpowered motherfucker ever.
He's like he has like weird like
he has like
chops or almost.
Yeah, he has like mutton chops, and then he has, I don't know where he got this costume, but half of his body has like, it's like a heart and then like a smiley face, and then like one half is like black and the other half is like yellow. It's like, where did you manage to find this costume in the Culling Games, bro? Like, what happened here? And he has the most wild sorcery too. But I'll let you read that for you to hear what it is, because that is just it doesn't his sorcery makes sense.
I'll get there tonight, man. I'll get there tonight.
You better, dude. You're gonna, when you get to where you're at right now, where like chapter like 213 is where shit really hits the fan, and we're on chapter 217 now, and it's really only playing out like, there hasn't been, it's not, there's nothing bad happening where I'm like, oh, I wish that went to happen that way. It's like, it's still, everything's going good. So,
yeah. Well, that's what I kind of like JJK too, because I can like read it relatively fast and still like comprehend everything that's happening.
Yeah.
I dive into Hunter x Hunter again, I swear it.
Well, that's,
I swear
a novel,
it takes me just
bro.
Like, if it were to just, yeah. Well, and like, even, you know, art, it's not the best. So I'm like looking at each panel. Wait, what's happening here? Hold on. Like, what's going on? So, yeah.
I really got to
be my next endeavor. I'll be caught up.
Yeah, for One Piece, I really got to piece together what the hell's going on in Egghead. Because.
Yeah, a little confusing. A little confusing.
Wait, none of this. And he even has a map of like what's going on. It's like, this map doesn't even make any damn sense.
Yeah, yeah. That's okay. Reunion at Elbaf.
True. Let's hope so. But we'll see how the rest of this arc plays out.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Well, I am just about out of my ranting. How about you?
Yeah, that's about all I got for the rants.
We can call that
about it.
We can call that an episode. If your favorite anime or least favorite anime didn't make it onto this list, we're sorry, but you're probably just wrong.
More than likely.
Yeah. Anyways, catch you guys later. Hope you guys
later
enjoyed. Peace out.
Peace.